House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Thursday, May 30th, 2013. This is for a work session, but I'll call Senator Close up, please, on Senate Bill 673.
Thank you, Chair Barker and members of the committee. I'm Senator Betsy Close, and I am sponsoring Senate Bill 673A with Senator Betsy Johnson. As you know, as we already heard in the hearing, what the problem is, this is a bill that would hopefully add a felony for the child, for the crime of purchasing sex from a minor in Oregon. It only deals with minors. We've discussed the -4 amendment that puts the bill back to its original form with the felony on the first offense. That is my preference. I also submitted the -2, which put the felony on the second offense for the amended bill, hoping that that would give the committee some options. I know that I have met with legislative counsel. I have a letter from them about an error that was made in the drafting when the bill was amended, and so we did feel we needed to move on that, and that's why one of the reasons why we requested the original bill to correct that drafting error. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Senator Close? Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Appreciate your testimony. Okay, well, just to be sure I did that, open the work session on Senate Bill 673.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the, do you want to hit the bill with the dash eyes?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Why don't you call to move it and I'll ask him.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the -5 amendments into Senate Bill 673.
Representative Krieger moves the -5s. Mr. Schmidt, could you give us a quick rundown, please?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The -5 of this amendment creates requirements. First of all, the first conviction would be a misdemeanor conviction. It wouldn't be a felony. But the second conviction would be a Class C felony. The other requirements that go along with the first conviction are a $10,000 fine, 30 days jail, John's school. And that would be an A misdemeanor. So that's the major difference with the A5. There is also an A6 amendment, which is just a to resolve conflicts with another bill having to do with the restitution portions. This bill gives 60 days for victims to get restitution information to the court. There is another bill out there that gives 90 days. So the A6 would allow 90 days for the victims to get restitution to the courts.
And once again, this is a strict liability, so even if the underage prostitute was to show identification and said they were 20, it would not matter.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a motion. Yes.
May I have a classification? So the Class C felony, tell me what the consequences of a Class C felony are.
The maximum amount of prison, Representative Tomei, is 5 years in prison for a Class C felony, but you would be subject to the sentencing guidelines. So the actual sentence would be dependent on where the Criminal Justice Commission ranks the crime severity of the Class C felony in this situation, combined with your criminal history score.
So if I may clarify, so the least restrictive consequence would be, the maximum would be 5 years. What would be the least restrictive consequence?
Representative Tomei, again, it depends on what this crime seriousness would end up being classified, because it's not stated in this bill. It could be anywhere from probation to presumptive prison.
Follow-up? So would they be on the sex register, sex offender registry, and would there be a fine?
Representative Tomei, they would be automatically on the sex registry. Unlike the first one, which gives the judge discretion, the second time that you do it, you would automatically become a sex offender, and the fine would still exist.
And what would the fine be? $20,000. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have the dash fives before us. Is there any discussion? Are there?
Just a comment. You know, we've had this concept and been working on this for several years. It's been a priority for Representative Tomei. I find it just as revolting, something I don't like to deal with, whether that girl's 16 or 17, or whether she's 18, 19, 20, 21, you can go right up. I don't believe it. And it needs to be dealt with. There's something wrong with the society that in downtown Portland, this goes on nightly. That's wrong.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the dash fives? Hearing none, so ordered. And then we move to dash six.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the dash six amendments into Senate Bill 673.
Representative Krieger moves the dash six amendments into Senate Bill 673, and Mr. Schmidt just explained that to us. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 673 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 673 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Please show Representative Hicks excused. Representative Tomei, will you carry that for us, please? Okay, we'll go back up and open a work session on Senate Bill 396.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 396 is the bankruptcy bill. We heard on May 22nd, this exempts debtors' health savings account from collections actions and in bankruptcy. It declares emergency effective on passage. It also has a dash five amendment. Dash five amendment allows Oregon to use the federal exemptions in bankruptcy. That passed the House actually in House Bill 3520, but did not make it to the Senate in time for the deadline. This has a minimal revenue impact on the dash five and the original bill is a no revenue impact in original bill, and the dash five have a minimal fiscal impact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the dash five's amendments into Senate Bill 396.
Representative Krieger moves the dash five amendments into Senate Bill 396. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 396 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 396 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Are there any discussions? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. One of the lawyers want to take that one on the floor? Representative Williamson will be the carrier. Open a work session on Senate Bill 463A.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 463A, we heard on May 8th and a little bit on also May 22nd. This is the racial impact statement bill. Requires the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission to issue a racial impact statement on legislation at the request of a legislative member. There is an A5 amendment that requires a request from one member of each political party to request the racial and ethnic impact statement for legislation and for measures. It sunsets in 2018. There is no revenue impact. There is a fiscal impact statement issued. CJC has an indeterminate fiscal impact, and DAS and Secretary of State have a minimal impact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And committee, just for your information, I asked for an LC opinion as to the to be sure that would be constitutional for the legislator to be a member of the legislature to be able to direct a head of an agency to do something, in this case, get this back, because the governor is in charge of those agencies. So I want to be sure there wasn't a constitutional issue with separation of powers. There is none. So this is
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the dash five amendments into Senate Bill 463.
Representative Krieger moves the dash five amendments into Senate Bill 463. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 463 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 463 to the floor with a due pass. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. And show Representative Hicks excuse, please.
Does anyone vote?
Would you like to vote on this? We just 463A the next five. It's like the
is that to the floor?
Yeah.
I'll vote. I'll vote on that.
He votes aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Motion.
And I do vote aye.
Accommodating me.
Open the.
Well, we need a carrier on that.
Oh, carrier. Who'd like to carry that? Okay. Representative Williams. Open a work session on Senate Bill 492A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 492A is commonly referred to as the Brady Bill. The Dash 12 amendment that is before the committee is essentially a compromise amendment between OCDLA and ODAA and codifies essentially that this measure is made to be no further than what the constitutional protections of Brady are in the case law. So that's what the amendment would do. The fiscal impact statement is not here yet.
Who can argue with that? Okay.
You set the rules committee. We love it, David.
Mr. Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 492A without the physical and revenue impact statements.
Representative Krieger moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 492A without the fiscal or revenue impact statement.
Not yet.
Is there any discussion?
Did we pass the amendment?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're going to talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
Is there any objection? If none, rules are suspended.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Dash 12 amendments into Senate Bill 492.
Representative Krieger moves the Senate amendments into Senate Bill 492. Discussion. Why don't you go ahead and explain? Please, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the like I said, this is a compromise amendment. It adds the language. It says, this does not expand any obligation under a statutory provision of the Oregon United States Constitution to disclose or right to disclose of personal or internal affair files by law enforcement and imposes any obligation on the district attorney to provide material or information beyond the obligation imposed by the Oregon and United States Constitutions. So the amendment, essentially, there's a few other fixes in there, but makes clear that this does not go any further than the Oregon United States Constitution.
And at one point on the internal affairs issue, that was in there, and then it was decided that wasn't really needed, but then there was concerns from the police groups that if you took it out, it would indicate to the Supreme Court that you intended to not have them covered, so we left it in there. It's OCDLA says that's a redundant measure, but that's fine. Yeah. Better than not having it there and having the question come up later. So, okay, before us, we have the 812 amendments. Are there any objections to those going in? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 492A as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 492A as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Should be the carrier. Open a work session on Senate Bill 835.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Senate Bill 835 is a horse chipping bill. I believe you wanted to send it to rules.
Thank you. It is my intent to send this to rules with no amendments. There was, we had several amendments and different groups couldn't resolve those. We're running out of time, so I'm going to move it down to rules with no amendments where it can be, where Representative Garrett can fix it and make everybody happy.
You call that the Animal Lovers Committee.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll send a saddle down for you. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 835 to the Rules Committee.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 835 to the Rules Committee. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Hayes.
Great, my objection. I object to the motion, or to moving it down.
Okay. Mr. Chair, is this without recommendation or do pass and send the rules or without recommendation?
Without recommendation, okay. And they're going to decide what they're going to do with this thing.
Okay, we have one objection to the amendments. Call the roll on the amendment, please.
There's no amendment.
I'm sorry.
The motion.
The motion. He rejects the motion. Okay. call the roll and on the actual motion to move it, yeah.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Hicks?
No.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Williamson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye, motion carries. The rules trumps, okay, so. Okay, opening work session on Senate Bill 82.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 82A eliminates the Oregon driver license suspension from the conviction of possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, declares an emergency effective upon passage. There is an A7 amendment before the committee, which would give the judge discretion to suspend the license of any person who possessed less than an ounce of marijuana who's under 18 years of age. So that puts, you could still potentially get your license suspended if you were under 18 and the judge made that finding.
We discussion on that. Go ahead. Move it in and we'll have a discussion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the dash 7 amendment into Senate Bill 82A.
Representative Krieger moves the dash 7 amendments into Senate Bill 82A. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 82A as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 82A as amended to the floor with a due pass. Discussion. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Who would like to carry that bill? Representative Olson will be the carrier.
All right.
Okay. Because it was my suggestion.
With no, yes.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Perhaps Council, the first one, 673, I know we adopted the A5 and A6, but the first one, did we actually move it to the floor?
Yes,
okay.
We did.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Thank you.
Hey, no further business to come before the committee. Thank you.
Oh, 386.
What?
We did
386?
We did 386.
We did?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We
dash 5 amendments.
Those are so fast.
I don't have a finished copy of
that. We want to adopt this letter on the record.
I can check. I'm too far behind.
You don't want to
got it yet, have we?
No. We don't have the final letter yet.
All right.
Committee, on the letter to send to the parole board, we were going to send it as a fact-finding. We didn't conduct the meeting as a fact-finding meeting. LC said there's some problems with that. Therefore, my intent is we'll get the letter. We're wordsmithing the final version of it. I'll have the committee sign it and Representative Springer, and then we will send it to the parole board asking them to review the new evidence and to ask them to have another hearing. But we will get that letter around quickly because the parole is set for next Friday, and so I want to get that over right away. I don't want to wait and go through all the political machinations till next week with LC before we get that out. We would need to get that out either today or tomorrow.
Today.
Okay.
Is this our last meeting?
This is our last meeting of.
Well, no,
it's our last meeting to run bills. We're going to have some, instead of waiting until September to have interim hearings, we'll try to have some things we've been talking about. We'll have some hearings to get those resolved early so we have time to get them ready for February.
Great.
Okay. We are adjourned today. Thank you, committee, for their fast work.
Thank you.